It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Around Wisconsin, the State Department of Natural Resources monitors hundreds of beaches for elevated levels of bacteria. Some beaches in the state have temporarily closed due to unsafe conditions.
Coming up, we'll talk with a beach program manager about water quality monitoring and what's safe for swimming.
But first, we remember the legacy of Marquette University President Michael Lovell, who died on Sunday. Lovell became Marquette's president in 2014. Together with his wife, Amy, he worked to build resources for youth mental health and resilience.
WPR talked with Lovell in 2019 about how Milwaukee could become a trauma-responsive city and an initiative called SWIM.
It stands for Scaling Wellness in Milwaukee, and it's a nonprofit organization that's part of Marquette's Center for Peacemaking that supports people who have been impacted by generational trauma.
Here's Lovell reflecting on how community members rallied around him as he navigated traumatic events in his own childhood and wanting the same type of support system for Milwaukee youth today.
I had teachers, I had coaches, I had my friends' parents who looked after me, cared for me, made me know I was important. And, you know, I think that those relationships, you know, helped me through which were some difficult times in my life. And so when I think about individuals, particularly maybe in the inner city of Milwaukee, that experienced some of the same experiences I had or other ones experienced trauma, they may not have that network around them that's going to help support them. So I think it's very important, you know, for us as a city, you know, particularly for children, to try to develop different types of systems where those individuals, you know, do feel cared for, they can heal from their trauma, and they can lead successful lives.
Michael Lovell died Sunday in Italy after a 3-year battle with cancer. A campus prayer vigil is being planned.